South residents are called for streetlights amid a rising crime. Moza Monza, two miners are killed in separate accidents at Mopani and Lurambe mines. In African news, the South African MPs are called for nighttime deployment of traffic officers. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents along Chapel Victory Road in Lusaka's Livala South have appealed to authorities to install street lights, citing a rise in criminal activities in the area. The residents are saying moving around at night has become increasingly unsafe as criminals are taking advantage of the darkness to snatch our valuables from unsuspecting members of the public. Speaking on behalf of the community, Charity Lukonde told Kombon Radio News that criminals are frequently ambush victims along the poorly lighted stretch of the road. Ms. Lukonde has suggested that as a starting point, the Lusaka City Council should utilize the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to install streetlights as a security measure. She has further called on the Zambia Police Service to intensify night patrols, noting that residents returning from work late are often attacked.
Ah, kuno ku Livala South Road kuno, kuma new road kuno. Nia Victory Chapel. Ah, majanke chita kuipa kuno. Uye ndasha bora kumbuka na intina wazika kibema sitla iti. Dabe wakupo kwa vanori nafu. Olo wababe kashete lokanyu wakupo ukama foni tapokewa. Wana wale pinyi wakuno. Kari kuli debt maningi. So tuko mpalo waka anso chadi. Wakati wakati kuchepe ma street raiti. Vosu chape njewe tupe mpa chaparo wa government ya batilanga nina kuchaparo wakapukwa la intina wazi. Wakati wakuchepe patro. Zami kila. Muno mtoni 26 nkereko na change. Tapapata not for the couple of chinchin was not mosi or wakapokola kuno swapi tago ni kwa black moto kachende masani kasha benda ipi tamrod majanki ankara ya bisama bisama.
Some motorists in Kaperimbonji have complained over the deplorable state of roads in the central business district and surrounding townships. One visibly angered motorist only identified as a Mr. Mushiwe has a code for the transfer to top local authority management, alleging a poor performance in service delivery. Mr. Mushiwe accused the civic leaders of failing to facilitate the first lift of roads, stating that the situation has continued to damage their vehicles and disrupt a smooth movement within the town. Speaking on behalf of other affected motorists, he complained to Common Radio News that motorists are incurring unnecessary repair costs due to the poor road network.
They are bad. The road is, there is no road to point at. You go to Odzesco, I can say it's the only town, the road street of Kapili, the only road that we have. Look the way it is. You come to Kawama, and you go to Kawama, the road are very bad. Serious. If these guys who are in charge are coming to claim that this is one of the well-performing towns, and then must be a craze, there must be a problem. I feel the authorities should be transferred these guys into Lulu where there are no roads, because if someone who have no more sense, he can't be coming and think that this is Kapili people, citizen, or we are too dull, we are too full. Serious. You need to be serious. So you need to be getting removed from here. Some people from Kapili need to be transferred somewhere. There is no way. We are here rumors of money being missed to the council, but look at the way the lodge is. Some of these lodges, we can't say they're under the... Most of these lodges are under...
A concerned woman in Lusaka, Chamina Musonda, has encouraged women to strike a balance between independence and marital responsibilities. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Common Radio News, Ms. Musonda said that some women abandon their duties as mothers and wives after attaining a financial stability, believing that being a breadwinner is all that matters. She stressed the importance of understanding the dynamics of marriage, noting that women can excel professionally without neglecting their families. Ms. Musonda added that being a working class woman should promote a stability, respect, and harmony in the home.
A man is a man. A woman is a woman. Even in the Bible, it is very clear about a man's position and a woman's position. The man is the head of the household. So as women, as we fight for our independence, those that are like myself, that are married, we remember that we are fighting for independence, not at the expense of our household, not at the expense of disrespecting our partners, our husbands. As women, we should learn also to support each other as women, and also to try and instill in the younger ones the importance of where we are coming from.
The Mine Workers Union of Zambia, MUZ, has expressed a regret over two fatal mine accidents recorded between 31st January and 1st of February 2026 at Mopani Copper Mines in Mufurila and Luambe Copper Mines in Chililabombwe. The first incident involved a worker from Reliant Mining Company, a contractor at Mopani Copper Mines. The miner, Christopher Katongo, aged 28, was rushed to Malcolm Watson Mine Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. MUZ Public Relations Officer Michael Kalura says that this is the second miner accident recorded in 2026 and the third fatality involving Reliant under Mopani this year. He has conveyed the union's heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family. Mr. Kalura also expressed a sadness over another fatal incident at Luambe Mine, where 55-year-old Lazarus Chimba collapsed underground and later died at hospital. He says the incidents highlight serious safety gaps, adding that every miner deserves a safe working environment.
MUZ is calling on Mopani Copper Mines and the broader mining sector to urgently conduct a comprehensive audit of all contractors' safety standards to ensure full compliance with safety requirements and national mine safety regulations. The union is very concerned about the safety record of contractors and is urging immediate comprehensive improvements aimed at safeguarding miners' lives. The incidents point to a systemic safety and operational gap that must be urgently addressed, as well as these recurring fatalities, particularly among contractors, remain unacceptable, because every miner has a right to a safe working environment, while safety must never be compromised under any circumstances.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
current business rate.